Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, I will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures, to continue looking at the answer to the question, what does the Christian single life look like? At the 5 o'clock evening service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series from the book of Revelation in chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled for this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 106, verse 48. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let us begin our worship with hymn number 62, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Continue our worship with hymn number 181, Onward Christian Soldiers. Stand now as we sing hymn number 186, the church's one foundation.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we read in thy holy word through the pen of the Apostle Peter, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. And how grateful we are, Father, for that call of God. Each one of us have experienced the call of the Spirit of God if we call ourselves Christians. It is not the denomination, it is not the place that we worship, but it is the wonderful call of God through the Spirit of God, by his holy word that brought us into the kingdom, and how grateful we are. Thank you, Lord, for allowing Bethel Baptist Church here in California to open the doors of the church once again to praise your name and to study your word, to equip ourselves, to educate ourselves with the master of thy word so that we can be effective witness for Christ our Lord. Our congregation have some of the people who are sick, Ann Peretto, Tom Curley. We are glad to see Betty Cianello with us this morning, Stan Nash in New York, who listen, Brother Plica, who is at home, and we pray for Edna Hernandez, the mother of Thelma, so that this Tuesday she will be on surgery, and we pray for the good result and for the good hand of God on those doctors that will perform the surgery. We thank you, Lord, for our missionaries across the world, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Martha Poretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, California, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motor Sport Ministries, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Missions in Pasadena, California. Thank you, Lord, for these people represent the extension of our church across the world. Thank you, Lord. But also we thank you for the extended church, the people who are listening in New York, in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in Texas, Arizona, Minnesota, in Korea. Thank you, Lord, for those who are listening, those in England. Thank you, Father, and thank you for the miracle of the internet, that people can unite together, and we call it the extended church. Not only they listen, they support also this church, and we thank you for their offerings and their support to our local church to carry on the ministry. We thank you also for those who are listening live at this moment in KKNC, 880 AM in the dial, all the way in California. Thank you, Lord, for the station, and thank you for those who are listening in the Santa Cruz area and in San Jose area, many areas in this Bay Area and South through radio ministry. Thank you, Father. And thank you for those who listen in hospital later on when the service is replayed at 12 midnight. I have got letters from people who cannot sleep in hospitals or rest homes, and they enjoy to listen to the service, and they write back to us. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for our people and for their devotion to give because they love you. And so, Father, bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Who is a fortress rising to the sky, who rescues me and is
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1241. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Please stand now for the reading of God's word. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have placed within our presence your divinely inspired word. You have given to us of your spirit through whom you teach us your word. And I pray for your spirit to descend upon this congregation, upon those that are listening to across the radio and across the internet, that your spirit would lift up our hearts unto you to open up the eyes and the heart and the ears to understand your word, that we may serve you, that we may bless you, and we may praise you. I pray now for your servant, our pastor, Gabriel Otero, that you bless him abundantly with your divine spirit. Bless him to bring forth the testimony of your grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.